Frank takes the handoff. Good gain. Stopped
Frank the ball carrier
by a gaggle of Gales inside the 20. Queen scored.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I was going to say, give him 3 yards on the first down play there.
Queen scored 10 and 89. So far, only 11 here. Saskatoon proving to be something of a struggle for this Queens team historically, as the Huskies are, much like the Gales last week, going to let the clock run as much as they can as they try and matriculate down the field to secure a Mitchell Bowl victory. Second and 7 coming up from the Queens 19. Expect Riker Frank. Oh, the Gales miss a golden opportunity to stop Frank deep in his backfield after a bad snap and handoff. But Frank is still going to fight for about 2, setting up a field goal situation, which would extend this lead to 11. And really put the Gales in desperation mode here, Don.
Oh, this is where you're really hoping for maybe some kind of bad snap. We noticed on the previous field goal that they had, their long snapper, Porter Hansen, was shaken up on the play.
Let's see if he's out there now. This would be a 24-yarder for number 26, Lucas Scott, to extend this to a double-digit lead here deep in the fourth quarter. And he will do exactly that. Gales trail 22-11.
At the 3 minute warning.
With 3 minutes even to play, Queens is going to take over first and 10 from their 35, and they need a touchdown, a 2-point, and a field goal to tie. 2 touchdowns to win.
All right, fans, it's time to announce
You go back to when you talked that Windsor game, 2 long passes, Logan Walton touchdown. The Gales have shown throughout this season that they can connect and score quickly. You're going to need that here right now. The thing is, though, is that Saskatchewan's expecting that kind of thing, and, you know, expect to see maybe some softer coverage. And that, and, you know, really, other than a couple of those deep passes, they've been able to force the Gales to have to go with some of the shorter passes here this afternoon.
As we have got our final long stoppage, so let's throw to one final word from the grad club here on Gales Game Day.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
And we are back for what could be the final 3 minutes of what has already been a golden season for your Gales, on the precipice of the Vanier Cup. They trail 22-11. They will take over first and 10 from their own 35-yard line, trying to cut into this slow but surely built lead from the Saskatchewan Huskies. And what has been a beautiful day here in Saskatoon, sun finally starting to set. Cold, but not too cold, all things considered.
And we're hoping it's not setting on the season. And but again, like we said, the Gales, they've had the ability this season to get those, to get some quick scoring drives here.
They're going to need one now. First and 10 from the Queens 35. Trips left. Twins right. Braken is, of course, going to pass. Complete to Nathan Falcone. Just short of the first down over the 43-yard line. Second and short coming up as Queens is in turbo mode here.
Second and short.
So certainly would have called a couple plays in the huddle prior to that play.
Yep, they've got a script they're going to have to follow here if they want to get this one where it needs to be. Second and 2 from the 43. Matt Camillo wide open on the left, taking advantage of that soft coverage out of bounds over midfield. First and 10 for the Gales.
The advantage of Camillo getting out of bounds, you can huddle up again, call two plays again to get ready, although they're going to go turbo here.
And I think turbo is going to be, I don't think they don't plan on using a single timeout here. They've got to save that for the defense. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to play. 22-11, the scoreline. Queens trails by a touchdown, a two-point, and a field goal. Breaking, stepping up, rolling, complete.
Pass goes incomplete.
Oh, incomplete. Dropped by Logan Walton. I thought he had secured that one, but it slipped out onto the Saskatchewan sideline. Second and 10 coming up, but realistically, this is three down territory for the rest of this ball game. Queens trying to cut into this lead.
One where Vraken maybe could have tried to rush with it. Probably wouldn't have picked up the first down, but might have been able to pick up 6 or 7 yards.
But may have kept that clock moving. We'll see what he can do here. Second and 10 from right around midfield. Another quick hitter to Matt Camillo, and Matt Camillo does a great job of getting out of bounds on the right-hand side.
Pass complete to number 8.
Although
Matt
he looked as though he might have stepped out, yeah, maybe a couple yards shy of that first down.
Third and about 2 in Saskatchewan territory. This will be a third and short from the 47-yard line of the Huskies. Gales trail by 11. 2.5 minutes to play here in our fourth quarter. Do or die here, Don. Third and short. Hand off to Kasari. Kasari up the middle. Jared Kasari running hard for a first down, and they've got to get in turbo mode here.
Just Kasari's second carry of this afternoon, but totally crosses up the Saskatchewan defense. Picks up 16 yards all the way down to the 30.
Jared Kasari, no stranger to clutch first downs, Don. First and 10 from the Saskatchewan 31. Coverage is going to get tighter here. Breaking, stepping up in the pocket. Keep it. Go, kid. Throws left. Caught. Out of bounds. First down. That is, guess who? Matt Camillo, who is having the game of his career here in the Mitchell Bowl.
Carter standing on the tackle.
Gales and moving here.
There is an injured Husky down on the field. Now, they're bringing the ball all the way back to the line of scrimmage. I'm wondering if they're going to say that was incomplete.
I'm not sure what the...
So flag against the Gales is going to negate that and make it...
It wasn't a hold. There wasn't enough time for there to be a hold.
Illegal forward pass, number 12, Queens.
He was across the line of scrimmage.
Still first up.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. It was close. I think that's a good call. 2 minutes, 10 seconds. First and 20 from the Saskatchewan 41. Gales trail by 11, do or die territory. Trips left. Vraken stepping up. Very nearly picked off. That would have been the game.
Check once again as Vraken telegraphing that pass out to Tuioti just a little bit. And Sheck's been doing a great job neutralizing Falcone for much of this afternoon and stepping up from his halfback position to make that defensive play.
Vraken must be closing in on 400 yards at this point, Don. He's getting close. Second and 20 from the Saskatchewan 41. Gales trail. As this play is whistled dead, and it's going to be on the Gales. At least that's what it looks like, unless it's an offside, but I don't think so. 5-yard penalty on the Gales. Second and 25. After an illegal forward pass.
Procedure 71, Queens. 5-yard penalty.
And then a Nick Hennig penalty, putting the Gales even further behind the eight ball here with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Second and 25 from the Saskatchewan 46.
2 minutes and 6 seconds.
So they're going to get 3 extra seconds on the clock, but not worth the 5-yard loss. Gales need something here, Don. Trips left. Vraken rolling right, looking for anything. And that is complete, it looks like. Oh, incomplete. And they're on their final play here, Don.
Intended for Tuioti. Goldston coming over on the coverage. As we've talked about the blitz a lot this afternoon by the Saskatchewan Huskies, that time dropping eight men into coverage, and I'm sure they're going to be doing the same here on third and 25.
This is very possibly the final play of this Queens season. 2 minutes remain, third and 25 from the 46, and this play is, I think, going to be, yes, blown dead for a timeout. So we will wait for what could be the denouement of this final Queens drive.
And Gales are... Well, Tyler Mullen is coming on. So this would be a career long for Mullen.
Interesting decision. Would this be possibly a record tying? This looks to be about 53.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Blaine Shore record still, I believe?
So again, it's two Gales down 11.
Tyler Mullen on for what would be an unprecedented kick. And he has got a slight breeze blowing towards him as well, Don. Here deep in the fourth quarter, less than 2 minutes to play, Queens trails by 11.
And Jesse, good call. It would be a Gale record by 1 yard if he puts it through.
So we shall see the biggest kick of Tyler Mullen's life to try and cut down this two-score deficit. And it is just short by about 2 yards. It is short. And that may be the final blow, Don.
And you could see off of that kick that Mullen was putting every last ounce that he had into it, because even as the ball's being snapped, he had taken an extra, you know, step or two back to try and get a little bit extra, almost sort of treating it almost like a kickoff kind of thing that he was doing in his approach to the ball there.
Right on the money, Don. You could see him. He actually had a bit of a hitch in his run-up to try and match the timing. That extra step he had to offset timing-wise. First and 10 for the Saskatchewan Huskies as they look to drain what remains of this clock. Handoff tackled up after a short gain up the middle.
Pace making the quick tackle. Gales, having already used one timeout, will wait to use their second one until after a second down play if they could stop them here.
An incredible season coming down to the final few moments and execution errors on special teams and offense largely. Just minor things that add up to what looks like a tough loss on the precipice of the Vanier Cup for the Gales. Second down, handoff, Riker Frank. Second effort, and that will be it, Don. That will be the ball game.
Frank now over 100 yards on the ground this afternoon for the Huskies.
A valiant effort from your Gales will ultimately come up short. And you can't fault this team. They have played fantastic football all season long. And this is a special, special group. First and 10 for the Huskies. Handoff. Trying to rip that ball out of Riker Frank's hands.
As we said earlier, this is what they did last week to salt the game away on their field goal winning drive. He was giving the ball to Frank. Two tight ends in right now, or two extra linemen in, if you will. Devin Burnham. Queens. And Jackson Kremchinski.
As the final timeout is taken here by the Gales. A great effort, Don. Ultimately, looks like it will be falling short. And the ghosts of 89 still haunt this team. And it appears to be offensive struggles, ultimately. 10 points in 89, 11 in 25.
You know, I think the difference, certainly going back to that 89 game, was the fact that you didn't have your starting quarterback was the difference there. The Gales this afternoon struggling. You know, the offensive struggles, you know, we've seen a couple of drops, but, you know, obviously they saw something in the game plan to try and take a look at a lot of deep shots against this Saskatchewan secondary, and unfortunately unable to make maybe one or two more that they would have liked to have been able to turn the tide here this afternoon.
It'll be a second and about four from the 42-yard line of the Huskies. Heading back to their third Vanier Cup in five seasons, much like the Gales, looking for that third time to be the charm. As Farrell will just hand this football off. Frank is, with a second push, going to pick up another first down.
We see that on that play, Kremchinski, who was initially a defensive lineman and been playing a lot of sort of H-back, was the man who helped to push from behind to help Frank get the additional yards that he needed for the first down.
And that will give the Huskies what they need. As we have less than a minute to play, and Saskatchewan can just kneel this one out and go back to the Vanier Cup. They're doing it for 11, playing for their star quarterback, who is out of the lineup battling lymphoma. And you gotta say, well-earned win for the Huskies. They did what they had to do, and they will get to lift this trophy in front of a rabid home crowd.
And on the second down play, bringing their all their defensive MVP of the Canada West Conference, Seth Hundeby, coming in.
And there's the kneel. And that will do it.
Huskies take an E. Third down.
And the celebration begins in Saskatoon as they will make the 240-kilometer trip south to play in the 60th Vanier Cup as the Gales will take a long, painful plane and bus ride back to Kingston.
Well, the Gales, you know, just weren't able to, as you said earlier, it's just some of the execution when they really needed it, had a couple chances on sort of the second last drive and just simply unable to secure a couple of those receptions that might have been able to turn it to, you know, try and get that tying touchdown before the final field goal.
All right, Don, closing thoughts on this 2025 season for the Gales.
Well, you know, I know for both of us, you know, we've done a couple games together, but working side by side, certainly at those home games, one booth next to each other, you know, a lot of the adversity this team has had to overcome this season have done a tremendous job. You know, you talk about the brotherhood of this team. I'm hoping you feel the same way. It's been an honor to cover these guys this season. And, you know, working with the coaching staff and the players have been great working with us, you know, to really tell the story of this season for the Queens Gales.
It is a season I will never forget. This was a weekend I will never forget. And there is a bond between these players, the parents, the fans, that will never be broken. Ultimately, the 2025 Gales came up a little short. There may be a job left undone, but I hope that does not haunt this team, because they did what nobody thought they could do, Don. They were overlooked, underrated, and questioned all season long, and they delivered one heck of a performance last week in Laurier and another one here today in Saskatoon. When I think of this team, I think of brotherhood, and I think of resilience. And the 2025 Gales are your Yates Cup champions, and they will have a long road to make that title defense next year. We're going to see a lot of outstanding senior players like Ashton Miller-Melançon, Jared Seaway, Keegan Vanek, just to name a few, go on to bigger and better things. On behalf of myself and Don Lewis, thank you to the players. Thank you to Queen's University for this opportunity. And thank you to each and every single listener who tuned in for this fantastic football game. Stay tuned for your regularly scheduled programming.
There, but getting back to Harold, he, in addition to being a musician, he plays clarinet. He also plays violin exceptionally well, and he runs the excellent Middle Eastern record label called Traditional Crossroads, which released the Together Again record in 2005, and also released a record of his father's music called Kef Time back in 1994. Harold is going to be playing with Richard at the Folk Festival, like I mentioned. He'll be on clarinet. Richard will be on oud. Andrew Hagopian on guitar, and Philip Hagopian will be playing the hand drum called the Dumbek. And from the album Kef Time by the Kef Time Band, we heard Sude Sude, and that was recorded, I think, in the 1960s and released, like I said, in 1994. And so that's where we are here on Global Agogo, where we are decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm here with you until 3 p.m. You can give me a call if you like at 804-649-9737. You can leave a comment at WRIR.org. Or you can follow me on Instagram at Global Agogo Radio, or drop me a line during or after the show at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. We'll get back into the music here in just a moment, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Did you know that your retired office computers can change lives? PCs for People is a nonprofit e-recycling company that collects retired computers from businesses, refurbishes them, and redistributes them to recovering veterans, to nonprofit organizations, and to families living in low-income or underserved communities all over the state of Virginia. Since 1998, the mission at PCs for People has been to bridge the digital divide so that everyone has access to low-cost, affordable computers, Wi-Fi access, and also digital literacy programs. Your company's donation of your computers, monitors, and other e-recyclables will empower our communities with education, job opportunities, and connectivity. You can call 804-601-0017 to learn more about their community-based services, or go to PCsForPeople.org. That's PCSFORPEOPLE.org, and schedule a pickup. And that is a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Where you are listening to Global Agogo right now, here until 3 p.m. this afternoon. And we are giving you a preview of some of the artists that are going to be playing at the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend, Friday, October 10th through Sunday, October 12th. And I would say that the artist I'm the most excited about seeing at this year's Folk Festival is Ustad Nasiruddin Sami and his family band, the Sami Brothers. So if you're listening to this program, you're probably already familiar with Qawwali music, which is the Sufi devotional vocal music of Pakistan. And the Samis sing Qawwali, but they also sing its predecessor style, which is called Khayal. I'm just going to play you two songs right now from Ustad Sami's first ever album. It came out in 2019 on Glitterbeat Records, and it's called God Is Not a Terrorist. And after I play them, I'm going to tell you more about the Samis. But this is some pretty amazing music, and it's some pretty deep listening music. So tune yourself in right now for God Is by Ustad Sami, which will be followed by the song Twilight. Right here on Global Agogo. Check this out. Now, that's the music of Ustad Sami and the Sami Brothers right there. That song is called Twilight. And the one that preceded it, the shorter one, is called God Is. And they're both from Ustad Sami's 2019 debut album. He was just in his 70s at that time. It's called God Is Not a Terrorist for Glitterbeat Records. Ustad Sami, I believe, is now in his 80s. He studied the style of singing called surti for 35 years before he ever once performed it in public. Surti is a 49-note microtonal scale. Remember that the Western tempered scale is 12 notes per octave. So the precision that's required to sing this is pretty much mind-blowing. It pretty much... If anybody else could do this, they would definitely not need auto-tune. Or as Ustad says about what he does, he says, to sing is to listen. So the adventurous producer Ian Brennan, who's many of his recordings you've heard on this program before, he went to Karachi to record Nasiruddin and his family and came back with this amazing 2019 album called God Is Not a Terrorist. And you heard two songs from that. Now, how this band got a visa to come to the USA in 2025 is beyond me, but this may be your only opportunity ever to hear this music, because apparently no one outside of the Sami family still uses the surti scale. So if you're at all interested in South Asian music or devotional music or minimalism, as you could hear in that last song, do not miss these performances. They're going to be doing two separate programs at the Folk Festival. One will be of their Kavali music repertoire. The other one is going to be of the much rarer style called Khayal music. So look at the schedule and see which one is scheduled for when. I think they're doing the Kavali program twice and the Khayal program once. But check your schedule to make sure of that. Ustad Sami and the Sami Band coming to Richmond for the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend. And you're listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org, the Tower of Low Power. Don't forget, you can follow my track list and get more information about what I'm playing by visiting globalagogo.com. or WRIR.org.
Hey Richmond, it's the Disco Cat, and you are tuned in to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond online at WRIR.org. And if you're listening right now, we are in the middle of our capital campaign to raise $1 million by the year's end so we can make our move from West Broad Street to East Main Street and occupy that building we bought and are excited to get into. If you'd like to help, you can check out the website at WRIRcampaign.org. That's WRIRcampaign.org. Thanks for your listenership and support of Community Radio in Richmond for 20 years and running.
And we're talking today on Global Agogo about all the cool international artists who are going to be performing at the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend. And I've got another one queued up for you to start this last set of the first hour. I love Hawaiian music. I don't know a lot about it, but I really love hearing it. And so it's very cool that one of the most popular Hawaiian traditional singers, Raiatea Helm, is going to be at the Folk Festival this year. Her specialty is a style that's called Leo Ke'eki'e, or falsetto singing. And you're going to hear it on this next song, which is called Ahu Lili by Raiatea Helm, right here on Global Agogo. Check this out.
Hello, hello, ahuli, hihihi. dawn, and the moon is the only light we'll see. I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid, just as long.
You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Poussant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear the show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral four, all.net. And we finished the first hour today with some brand new music from another band who will be performing at the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend, Via Cinco. This is their brand new single just released on September 19th. It's called En Las Cantinas. And Via Cinco are a young band of five siblings, hence the Cinco, four sisters and one brother. And they've become stars in the world.